Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, September the 13th, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour, and remember, I am in the studio today, 740-383-9944. Had an appointment over in this area this morning, so thought, why don't I just go to the studio and go to the appointment following the program this morning? So the telephone number, 740-383-9944. Now, the topics we were talking about in hour number one, are people authentic in life when they do a nice thing for you? Do you think people are really doing nice things just to be nice, or are they doing them because they want something, or maybe they just want the accolade to say, hey, I'm a nice person? What do you think? 740-383-9944. That was where the topic of conversation was in hour number one. And again, the polling place changed. The Marion Coliseum will no longer be used for city voting coming this November. It'll be moved to other places, and hopefully we'll know those places very soon. Now, there are articles in the Marion Star today I don't know if they're in the hard copy or not. I know they're online, involving Glenn Coble and Bill Collins, both running for mayor. Does anybody think anything of those articles? Has anybody read those articles? Or followed up with our interviews yesterday that we brought back from City Council on Monday night? So again, all those topics are on the table, or anything else you'd like to talk about, including the Busy Bee convenience store opening up over here at what used to be Certified on Main Street, coming soon sign in the window, or the embankments, the islands, whatever they are there in front of Wendy's and Arby's and McDonald's on Delaware Avenue. Has anybody else enjoyed those? Do you like those? Do you think they're going to prevent accidents? Were there a lot of accidents in those places? Do want to let everybody know we have a couple of top 10 lists ready for Friday, thanks to Bob Welsh in Columbus, Ohio, so we look forward to that. The whole conversation this morning about kindness started because of the atomic clock batteries being changed, I believe, by Pastor Craig. Go ahead, caller.
What are they doing over at Founders Park?
Are they doing more things over at Founders Park?
Yeah, they got heavy equipment over there, and they're digging it up over there.
Really? I don't know. I did not hear anything Monday night about that. I don't know what they would be doing now.
Well, I've heard a few things, but I haven't really done my homework, so I don't want to talk out of turn.
Well, I mean, are they good or bad things?
You got told about not doing your homework, so sometimes you can learn a lesson from other people.
Did I? You know what? Honest to goodness, did you hear those interviews yesterday with Bill and Glenn?
Yeah.
Okay, now, did you understand how that had anything to do with the question I asked?
Well, he's probably going to be my boss someday, so common sense is telling me to shut my mouth.
Well, no, I like Bill. I mean, I sat behind Bill at that meeting. I was just, when I asked him if he thought that $110,000 was too much to make for the mayor of Marion, do your homework, I don't know is a good, I don't know what that really meant.
So, about those Buckeyes.
I know. Well, I think you agree as well. Well, this tailgate on Saturday, I might go to this tailgate. I have not been to a tailgate in quite a while.
And yes, of course, people are genuine. But, I mean, they might just have changed their mind. Like, I mean, maybe they were 100% completely, you know, honest in their endeavors at the time and were genuine and caring and all that yada, yada, yada good stuff. And then maybe you just, for whatever reason, they don't see you in that same light and their feelings change. Not that they were disingenuous when they were bringing you breakfast or whatever this person was doing. I mean, maybe they just don't like you anymore.
Well, no, I think the I would say the person who was bringing me breakfast, and you know, I've had a lot of people do that, by the way. I always
and why? Like, what?
I know. I don't know what it is.
Anyone breakfast, nor do I plan on it.
I've never asked anybody to bring me breakfast in my life, but God bless them when they do it. But no, I would say that. I don't know that that was disingenuous. I don't think that that was disingenuous. What I think is disingenuous is that when, how should I say this? When you are that nice to a person. Let's say I'm, you know, the person who shampooed my rugs. Now, that's a bigger example. Okay.
Someone shampooed your rug?
Somebody shampooed my rug.
What do you got going on that you got all these people doing all this stuff?
I told you earlier this year somebody mulched my yard. Somebody.
Well, I've talked to you every morning for 9 years, and I've never even sent you a Christmas card.
There you go. And but see that's and I know that, so there's no surprise there.
At least I'm consistent.
Well, we like consistent.
I will call you every winter and razz you about fruitcake.
Oh, and that's coming up. Coming up quicker than you think.
It is.
But my point is, it's not that you can stop doing anything anytime, any nice act that you want to. That's fine. But if you do it a couple times, but if you do it for years, and then all of a sudden something changes in you, and I guess you're, I don't know how you feel about that person can change. That's fine. I don't penalize you for that. But it would seem to me that that's a little disingenuous because I cannot think of an example in my life where I stopped doing something just, oh, you know what? I don't feel, I don't really care about that person anymore.
I guess people just grow apart. Like, I met my best friend working at Whirlpool, and we used to be inseparable. And now that we don't work there anymore, like, I hardly ever see her anymore. But when we do, I mean, we get caught up on old times, and we laugh, and we'll even hug each other goodbye, you know, whatever. I know I can call on her for anything, but it's like we're not in that moment of every day, working side by side, so...
Oh, see, this is a different situation. See, this is a different situation. There is no, the wall just went up one day, and it just has stayed that way.
Huh.
So that, to me, was disingenuous. I don't care about the breakfast. I don't care about any of that. But
can we touch a little bit more on all the things that people have done? There's breakfast, there's small shampooing. What are they over there? I would say, like, walking your dog, but you don't. Have a dog.
No, no.
So what else have they done?
I have had people go to the grocery store for me. I've had people.
Heck?
Oh, Christmas gifts. I have had birthday gifts. I have had people. Valentines. People are nice. Mulching the yard, putting things in the flower pot. People are genuinely nice to me. And that's what I'm saying. I don't think those people wanted anything. I don't think they were out for anything. Who did those nice deeds. But there are other people, because their personality has such a stark change in it, I start to say, that's very strange. Now, on the other hand, just let me say this, though. There's a person who I know very well who I say horrible things to. And they say horrible things to me, and it's gone on for years now. And yet, that person will do nice things for me. And it's been consistent for a long time because I know they don't want anything from me. There's no ulterior motive.
Yeah, my ex-husband taught me that valuable lesson. So we met at work, so he always saw me, like, you know, prepared for the day. Back then I wore makeup, did my hair and all that jazz. And then, you know, that doesn't stay on forever. You don't sleep like that. And then, you know, he's like, just as the makeup comes off, as the hair comes down, as maybe, like, you fart and whatever, you know, then he's like, what happened? He said, you used to be so ladylike. This is like being married to Shrek. And I, so it taught me a valuable lesson. Like, don't try to impress people. Like, just put the real you out there. And if they can handle the real you, then you might have something.
Because I get the impression, and I'm not, you know, honestly, this is more of a multitude of people. I can think of about three people who've acted this way in my life. And in general, what happens is when they're trying to win your attention, when they're trying to win your affection, they will do these things. And as soon as they feel they don't need to do that anymore, now maybe that is just a change in their brain, they don't do it anymore. But that's still disingenuous. Why did you do it to begin with?
Right,
don't
yeah.
do it. You don't have to win me over. I never said bring me breakfast or go to the store or do all these nice things. Because if you stop it starkly, I would still be there for anybody who did anything nice for me. Even if I have zero communication with, like you just said, if I have zero communication or don't talk with them for 6 months, if they called me and said, I'm in trouble, I need you, I miss you, I want to see you, I just want to hang out, you're a fun person. If I could make it happen, I would do it. Because I would have done it then. There's no phony with me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I gotta get off here and do my homework. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I don't know how that breakfast thing came about, but to be honest, there are about three people in my life who have brought me breakfast on a pretty consistent basis, and I appreciated it, but I don't know. I don't know if it was ever... I think it was, you know, I want you to like me, and I want you to be, to think I'm a nice person. I don't know. Maybe they just ran out of food. Maybe that's the way it goes. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, but let me tell you this. I appreciated it while it was going on. I just don't think there's any call or any reason to ever be phony with somebody. I don't understand that. If you're there for somebody, you are. If you're not, don't be there. Simple as that. Philosophizing here this morning. 740-383-9944. All right. Are nice deeds genuine, or are they self-serving? That's the question. 740-383-9944. And I appreciate the feedback that we're getting on this morning, online and over the phone line. Anything to say about the Coliseum voting polling place change? Anything to say about the Glenn Coble, Bill Collins mayoral race? What else do we have here? We got our top 10 lists on Friday, thanks to Bob Welsh. I appreciate that. Did you see this story yesterday about McDonald's is getting rid of the self-serve pop machines in their restaurants, or maybe getting rid of them, or whatever that is? You know, I understand that people are door dashing now, and I understand that more people are going through the drive-thru than going inside, but why take away the self-serve machines? I do not want to go find a McDonald's employee every time I need a refill. That's the problem I had with this article, because their drive-thru is backed up enough as it is, and they're backed up enough inside as it is. Now I'm going to have to go find an employee every time I want a refill on my drink? I'm telling you, that is not going to go very well at all, and I don't think the employees are going to like that. Because they're not, you know, at McDonald's, it's automatic refill. You don't pay any more for that refill. So they're not going to be making any more money, so they're not going to be hiring new employees, and you're going to have a lot of people up there saying, I got to get you a refill now, I got to get you a refill now. I think this is going to go over like a lead balloon. In any event, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thoughts on these topics this morning or anything else? Well, if there's one thing I know that was genuine, it was the replacing of the batteries in the atomic clock in the studio. So I appreciate that. And will abortion and recreational marijuana turn people out to vote in November? Well, I guess we'll all find out together here on election night in the studio. Hard to tell. Now with a polling place change, That's going to be a whole nother story on election night. I guess we shall see as time goes on. All right. Phone lines again are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Well, maybe we'll get a family feud in here this morning. I know people love to do that. We've got about 30 minutes left in the broadcast here, so let's give it a shot. Name something that gets pumped up. How about that? Four answers here. Name something that gets pumped up. Only four answers. Now remember, I am in the studio, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that gets pumped up. Four answers, all legitimate, I think. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I called the other night about the...
The islands, the embankments?
Now, anybody come up with a good reason for that, or a reason?
We've had people call the last two mornings, and I know Ted has called, and he said he went down and looked at it. He thought it was to prevent accidents. I think a lot of us feel that way. I don't understand. I did not think there were a lot of accidents in those places, and I don't know how it helps not being able to turn left when you pull out of Wendy's or Arby's or McDonald's.
I would think that Wendy's in those places would be quite upset. Because I can guarantee if somebody's going to have to turn around and go another direction, I mean, go on down the street and come back, they're probably not going to.
No, and what I don't understand is if you have to go left out of there, I think Ted brought this up yesterday, if you have to go left, but you need, or if you have to go left, but you're forced to go right because of the embankment, you're going to have to turn around in somebody's parking lot who maybe doesn't want you to do that.
Well, I guess I think, who comes up with these ideas and how do we get them passed? I suppose it's the state. But did they, like I say, if I wouldn't go to Wendy's, I'd have to go south of town and come back.
Well, the funny thing was, when we brought this up the other night, I don't know why, but in the back of my head, I was thinking Route 95. Now, the reason I was thinking that was because Route 95 is clearly at least five times, maybe more, busy than Delaware Avenue. So if you really, and all these restaurants, McDonald's, Arby's, and Wendy's are all on Mount Vernon Avenue as well. So my confusion is, where the traffic is busier, you don't put embankments for those businesses, but where the traffic is clearly less busy, you do put embankments. I didn't understand, and they're all, well, you know, maybe the difference is county versus city, because on Mount Vernon Avenue, well, Wendy's is still in the city, but Arby's and McDonald's are in the county. Now, out here, it's the opposite. Wendy's and Arby's are in the city, but McDonald's is in the county. So it's in both, really. I don't know how that happened.
Well, yeah, I don't know either. And how does someone change... I mean, or somebody's change the road, the voting place that's been like that for 100 years. Now, I'm telling you, I'm old too, but if I drove out there, you know, a lot of people has a struggle with that, drove out there, and the place had changed, I'd be pretty doggone disgusted.
You know what? I was shocked Monday night. I went to that city council meeting really to interview Bill and Glenn, but I stayed for the whole thing, and Matt had never been, so he wanted me to go with him. But I was shocked, and I was shocked that nobody has talked about this. I was shocked that the city council seemed to be completely unaware that it was happening, and I was shocked that here we are from the biggest city races we have every 4 years, mayor, auditor, city council, that we're under 60 days, and they are taking the biggest, longest-serving polling place, I believe, in the city, the Vets Memorial Coliseum, not using it, and it's their choice not to use that. They did say it Monday night. But they don't have the other buildings, well, at least they don't have the rec center, which they want to use, even secured yet, which is why they haven't sent out the paperwork telling people that the voting place has changed. And there are going to be like four, Harding High School, the rec center, someplace out on Williamsport Road. I mean, it's going to be Richland Road Church of Christ. It's going to be unbelievably confusing.
Now, how many years had they voted at the Coliseum? Forever?
Well, I know at least 40.
Well, I would think, I thought, you know, it's kind of a political thing, and the Coliseum's kind of like that, and I just can't understand. And who made the decision to do that?
Well, what they said,
the election board.
What they said Monday was the representative from the election board got up and said, it's our choice to do it. And the reason is because the Coliseum has so many doors, and we were not aware that every member of the fair board, which I guess is like 18 or 19 people, has keys to those doors. So it's hard for us to secure that building. So they decided to move. And I you know, I'll go along with their word on that. But to do it in a city election year, in the place where pretty much everybody in the city votes, with less than 60 days to go, when you don't have all the other buildings secure, ready to go, I didn't understand it.
Well, but if it's because of so many doors, now they move it to half a dozen different places, that's half a dozen doors there.
Well, it is. And you know, I think money, I don't think they said that Monday, but I think money plays a part. I think they have to rent the Coliseum. I think they have to pay the heating bill that day, probably not a cooling bill in November. I think there's probably that. But I don't know. I just, even if you get something in the mail at this point, do people even know? If you don't have a kid at Harding High School, you might think the middle school is still Harding High School. If
right.
It's just going to be a mess because they're spreading these precincts over these four polling places, the rec center. And how many people even know where the Marion Rec Center is?
Bingo.
Yeah, it's...
And it's kind of like they're discouraging people to vote.
Well, you know, if you live in Fair Park or a place like that very close to the Coliseum, you might have been able to walk over there or even ride your bike over there. Well, you're not going to walk or ride your bike to the Richland Road Church of Christ or the rec center.
Well, but no matter where they go, they're going to pay rent.
You know, I would think, I just can't believe it's happening this close to a city election.
So who determines all that, or who, is that the commissioners?
I think it was the Board of Elections.
Okay. Well, I would say that they better hold themselves, and I'm guaranteeing that the number will go down.
I think it will, and you know what's funny? I think the number will be up because of marijuana and abortion, but I don't think we'll ever know exactly what it could have been up to because of this, and it to me seems very, very odd, because if you were going to eliminate the biggest polling place in the city, I think you would have started working on that a year ago.
Well, or at least put the word kind of out. I just don't understand where, you know, when people think like that, you got to think about the people that's going to be driving, and then wondering where they're going to park after they get there. Now I'm talking in the terms of an old lady like me.
Well,
how many of those people that has never missed a voting, never missed because it's their right to do it, will say, hey, I'm not going to go through all of that?
Well, the peculiar thing to me is that this whole thing about the rec center, which is what's holding up getting the paperwork out to people, is so strange that the city leases the rec center to Marion City Schools. Now, apparently, their lease was up in August, and they have not renewed it, but the way the lease reads, it goes to month after that. So, at City Council Monday, they said that Marion City Schools has not paid for September yet, but they will be billed for it because they have not gotten their stuff out of there. Now, it's interesting because the city, the administration, said we've tried to contact Marion City Schools and we can't get a hold of them. Well, then the Board of Elections stands up and says, hey, we've tried to secure that as a voting location because we're not going to use the Coliseum anymore, and they've subleased it to us for that day. And the administration says, well, wait a second, we lease it to them, and I don't have the lease in front of me, but we don't think we're allowed to they're not allowed to sublease it to places. And then the Board of Elections says, well, now we can't get a hold of Marion City Schools. Now,
it sounds like Scott, you and I is running the place.
I've never seen anything like it, because clearly the Board of Elections spoke to them at some point to sublease it. So now why can't they get a hold of anybody? And where can't they go? These schools are in session every day. Can't one of them go over to the school?
That's too simple. That's way too simple. We always have to make everything hard. But I there's just so many things that's lasted for years and years and years and years and years, and then somebody comes in and they're going to make it better.
Well, I just wish, you know what, if you want to leave the Coliseum, I guess that's fine, but I would have thought that you would have done, the paperwork when it went out for this in January, and you would have had all your T's crossed and your I's dotted not less than 60 days before, and we don't even know if we can use the rec center or not. And heaven forbid, turns out they can't. Well, then what are they going to do? They got to find another building with less than 60 days to go?
Well, I just can't imagine for 100 years they've used the Coliseum. And who would have come up with, probably the same person that decided about the turn lanes on Delaware Avenue.
Well, you know what? I have to believe that whole turn lane thing came, because I would think the city,
from the state, because that's a state highway, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah, 423, yeah. But
yeah.
I don't understand, though, because I would think the city and the county, which apparently one's in the county because one is past Barks Road, so that's the county, and two are in the city, up there by Wendy's and Arby's. I would think you'd have to approve that. If you have to approve license plate cameras and drones and everything else. And I still don't understand, Route 95, you don't put any? There's not more wrecks on Route 95 than there are on Delaware Avenue?
Well, I just can't imagine those restaurants standing still for that, because they are without a doubt losing business.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And I just, how can you not turn left on a two-way street out of a business? That they're going to tell you can't turn left anymore.
Well, how many people are just going to go ahead and run over the spike? They're not spikes. I'm sure they're plastic. Somebody may just change that anyway.
Well, that's what I said. Now somebody said yesterday that probably wouldn't happen. No, I think once some snow gets on those, or it gets cold and people are in a hurry and they want to get to Kroger. Now, think about that. If you went to Wendy's or Arby's and you want to go to Kroger, you've got to turn out of there, find a place to turn around, I guess maybe at the Cervex Center, I don't know. Turn around, get going back the other way, get back in the mix of traffic, and McDonald's, which is probably busier than Wendy's or Arby's, when you come out of McDonald's now, which there already was a light there, so I really don't understand the point of that one. When you pull out of there, you can't go left, so where are you going? I guess you're leaving town.
I'm always keep thinking, Scott, that the more educated we get, to make these decisions, the dumber they are.
Well,
anybody who drove up there and pulled into Wendy's or wanted to pull into Wendy's and knew they couldn't if they was coming from the north, now wouldn't that thought, because they, you know how long it takes them to make a decision to do that stuff anyway, But that just doesn't, and I'm just, you know, one of them high school graduates, an old lady. But even I thought that that was quite stupid, and I didn't have it on the drawing board for however long. I just don't understand. People don't, I don't know.
You know,
and to,
well,
yeah.
I think this comes back to, does anybody look, I mean, do the people who make these decisions even frequent these places?
Well, I think they'd have to, but, you know, somebody sets at a drawing board and says, this is way, this would be a lot better. Yeah, but, yeah, and well, and I had another little piece of information. Someone told me that Goodwill bought that property there on the corner. That was up for auction.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I do you know what's going on down at Founders Park?
Mm-mm.
Apparently they're digging that up. They don't tell much anymore.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, Scott, anytime you learn anything, be it right, wrong, or indifferent, it's on your show.
Well, I appreciate that. We try to dig stuff up.
Well, yeah, and I guess we're as capable or whatever as anybody else, because they don't know what they're doing either.
Well, no, and you know, and I'm not trying to fault Bill Collins by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't know if you heard that interview. And maybe it was just, you know, that was his answer. But when I asked him, it was a simple question. Do you think the mayor of Marion should be making $110,000 a year? And his response was, I think you need to do your homework.
I heard that.
And I thought, well, that's not what I asked.
You want my vote, buddy? Don't give me a smart answer like that.
Well, I think I understand what he was trying to say, was look at what other mayors make of a city of this size. I think that's...
Why did he say that and tell you to look for at what that was?
Right, and that wasn't the question. The question was not, do other mayors of Marion, is their pay commensurate with other cities of this size? My question was, do you think that the mayor of Marion should make $110,000. It reminded me of that Jim Tressel answer we've played 1,000 times on this station.
Yeah.
I think you need to do your homework.
Well, that's true. But no, there's just some things that the common person says, why would they do it like that?
I agree.
And then they do. But yeah, that thing on 423 is... That's just a circus now. That's just all there is to it.
And I think it's going to cause more accidents because people, especially younger people, and I hate to categorize it as younger because some older people probably would do it this way as well, but some people just want to turn left, and they are going to try to find a way to do it, and usually in trying to find a way to do it, they're going to hit that thing and pop a tire or go up on it.
Pop another person.
Yeah, or another person. It's an ugly thing, and I don't... It's like that whole back-in parking down at...
Oh, ain't that a circus?
Yeah, and it never... You know, now we just kind of don't talk about it, and it never spread. Remember, it was going to spread. It was going to be a big thing.
Well, I guess we can be thankful for that it didn't.
No, it came in the middle of the night one night and pretty much has stayed where it is.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Who dreamed that up?
You know...
I don't know, Scott. There's a lot of people that's a lot smarter than you and I, and we can't figure out why they do what they do.
Oh,
anyway, you have a good day. I enjoy your program.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I always enjoy the conversation, and I always enjoy talking. You know, my motto, for better or... I have two mottos in life. Number one is, this too shall pass, which I always think is a good motto to have in any situation. And the other motto is, I never learned anything when I was talking. So when somebody calls in and gives me information, I'll let them stay on all day long, because if I'm learning something, that's very important. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a tire. You blew up tire.
A tire. Let's see here. A tire is number one on the list. You got it.
Yeah, Scott, the clerk told me that Goodwill is going in where they were, that tobacco place, and they moved in the Faye Bank down there that closed by Penny's, you know,
the
down there.
The tobacco, is that?
Uh-huh.
Now,
they went in the Southland Fayette Bank.
Okay, so the tobacco place is in the Southland Fayette Bank now?
Yeah, because that's where they had the drive-up window and I play the lottery. And there, you have to go in. I guess they're not going to use that window. I thought they would.
Now, what? Now
just drive up and play the lottery.
So now, where's the Goodwill?
The Goodwill will be where the old Hills used to be. Isn't that where? Across from Sears on the opposite side.
Okay. I get you.
I think they've got that whole area. I think they bought it, so they'll probably use that whole building.
Now, do we know if that's going to be a Goodwill store, or is it going to be a drop-off?
Well, I think the Goodwill out there by the, is it Oblox? I think that will probably be closing, wouldn't it? And they'll move it out there.
Well, that's interesting, because I would think that would be moving from the, you know, slow end of, or busy end of town to the slow end. I don't know,
well,
maybe.
You know, I don't go, but it's kind of, I don't know, it might do better out there, you know, in that area. I don't know.
Well,
because where it is now, I don't know, I think it's by Odd Lots, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out there by Odd Lots, and that's not as big a place, I think, as this would be out here.
Yeah, like the parking, they'll have the, you know, they'll have a huge parking lot and stuff, and everything, so that's what the clerk had, you know, told me, and then I go to play the lottery, and I thought, well, I'll just go in, and I went in, and they said, you know, now, used to people would pull up and they would, you know, get like, I don't know, drinks and different stuff. So now I don't know if they're going to be, you know, that window, if they, like in a way, should use it, you know, and stuff. But she said it'll be like only inside. And but the lottery, they're not doing it either anymore. I wanted to, because I wanted to play it and I had to leave because I guess they're not going to do it at the store.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the information. Do you know what's going on down at Founders Park? Why are they tearing it up?
No, I don't.
Well, hopefully, if anybody finds that out, let us know.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, well, there you go. There's some information for you. The tobacco place, was it called You Roll It or something like that? Apparently has already moved from where the Hills location used to be over to Fayette Bank. The old Fayette Bank location in front of the mall there. And the Goodwill, I guess, will be taking that area over. So there's some more information for you. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
So is that an air mattress or basketball?
Let's see here. Air mattress or basketball? Ball is number 3 on the list. No mattress on the list.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No mattress or ball. Or no, ball is on the list at number 3. No mattress. Tire is number 1. Ball is number 3. Name something that gets pumped up. That's the question here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tire was number 1. 48 people said tire. And ball was number 3. 10 people said ball. The question is, name something that gets pumped up. So we still have number 2 and number 4 on the list here today. Also, any information regarding Marion, we'd love to hear it. 740-383-9944. What about those islands? Go ahead, caller.
How about a balloon?
Balloon, number 2 on the list. You got it. Balloon is number 2 on the list today. So now we're down to one answer left. Tire was number 1, 48. Balloon was number 2, 13. Ball was number 3, 10. And number 4 is on the list. 740-383-9944. Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. Coming up on 54 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz here today in the studio. I had an appointment over on this side of town, so I thought, well, I'll come to the studio this morning and then just leave directly from here to go to the appointment. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Tire, balloon, and ball. What could the final answer be? Name something that gets pumped up. Well, Does nobody have the answer with a few minutes left to go here? Or do you have any information regarding Marion? We'd love to hear that. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars and politicians and hopeful politicians. Well, the king of the gym selfies, you know what he's going to guess, right?
Go right ahead.
Remember Hansen Franz? Pump up your muscles for the gym selfie.
And oddly...
Show how strong and in shape you are.
Oddly enough, that is the missing answer. Muscles is number four on the list.
Well, leave it to me, the gym selfie ticker, to give that answer, right?
Now, why do you take the gym selfies, Adam? We talk about selfies a lot on this program. What motivates you?
Everybody else does. I mean, people sit there in front of the mirror flexing. I mean, it's kind of amusing. I don't really flex because I don't have a lot to flex. I mean, a little bit. But I just want to show that I'm in shape, that going to the gym is important, and people should do it.
You know, I just don't care. That does not motivate me. I think it makes me want to stay away because I see people in there and I think, you know, that doesn't look fun to me.
It's relaxing. It does release body chemicals to make you feel better.
Well, now, with 4 minutes left to go, because I don't want to get into a new category here, what did you make of the Glenn Kobel and Bill Collins exclusive interviews that we had?
I don't know Bill. I know Glenn, of course, quite well. I think Bill is qualified in some regards. He doesn't seem overly friendly. And again, I don't have enough people smarts to make a good determination. I mean, Glenn is a warm and fuzzy kind of a guy. I'd like to see Bill seems like he didn't mind being interviewed, but it really wasn't his favorite thing to do. Now, Glenn's a media person.
It was interesting because I asked them.
Bill may be too conservative for some of my views. I'm tricky because my views tend to be all over the place. But you know, I'll give him a chance. I'm certainly for strong law enforcement. But again, I still say Ayers Ratliff is, if I were to pick somebody who is qualified, a good age, and has beliefs consistent with mine, Ayers is the choice.
Well, I'll tell you what was strange.
It's his decision whether to run or not. But with this election, Scott, we know who's going to win, and I wouldn't mind seeing
the
qualities of Glenn in Bill.
Adam, I would hesitate in saying that. I don't think I know who's going to win because we've got two. I think the odds are certainly with one person, but I say the odds are less with that person since August when I saw the voter turnout in Marion for abortion. Issue one.
Yeah, maybe people think Donald Trump would become president.
Well, and the other thing is with this polling place change, I think that could confuse people.
Yeah, I mean we might, you know, Glenn has many good qualities. He has many good person qualities that I like. There just are concerns. I have concerns about both candidates, but that's kind of how it is. You're not going to find somebody who's perfect. I mean, I like Bill's law enforcement background, but Glenn certainly, with speaking experience, and again, he's friendly, he'll listen to people, and if he does differ a bit from the mainstream, I think his abortion, he was very candid about that, which I appreciate.
Which he did not say he was going to vote for it. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I don't count your chickens till they hatch, as my mama said. Said, you would have told me 20 years ago Donald Trump would be a president of the United States, I'd say you're crazy.
Do you think Glenn telling us that he had smoked marijuana hurt him? I never asked him that. He just gave that up freely.
I don't personally care.
I didn't think you would care, but I'm saying, do you think the general public would care?
I think he's hurt more by saying he's an atheist. Again, I respect him a lot for saying that and being open about it, indicating he has a familial background that's religion-oriented. That, I think, would affect other people's decision. I like that about him. There are, as a person, Glenn is great. And you know, Bill, I just don't really know him, so it's not necessarily a fair comparison.
Well, only I can say
people,
with
you know, they're in office that they're different, and we shall see. I would say this is one of the more intriguing mayoral elections in cities around Marion size. But Marion tends to have that. Marion has some fascinating politics, and that's kind of why it sometimes ends up on the news. And President Harding is up there in heaven, certainly. he's considering whom he might vote for. And Harding in general, a very enigmatic president, did so many good things, but had some personal demons.
And we're out of time. Thanks, Adam.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
All right. That's all the time we have today. Come back tomorrow morning. I'll be here. Linda Sims will be here. It'll be Thursday. Hey, we're getting toward the end of the week. I hope everybody has a great middle of the week here Wednesday, and I hope we can continue the conversation tomorrow. Somebody find out what's going on in Founders Park. Why are they digging that thing up? We always like information here at this station. Information and entertainment. Hopefully that's what we bring you each and every morning. I'm telling you, I always like Wendy's. Strawberry Frosties, sea salt fries, and the name ain't bad. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to the Talk